This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy New Year. It's New Year's Day.
What was that? Was that a shofar?
I was like a... one of those like noisemakers that you would see on New Year's.
That's not a like noisemaker sound. Not yet. That was better. The first one was a straight up shofar. And if you don't know what it is, look it up. Let's get into it, Vito. Happy New Year.
I'm Vito Calisi. That's Jonathan Barron. This is Future of Flushing, and this is the new year. This is going to be a very short episode. If it's not a short episode, you know who to look at.
I gotta run in like 15 minutes, so I'm going to have to do what I can here.
But all we wanted to do real quick was just kind of look back at this year and talk about some of our favorite moments from the Mets minor league system as well as our year. And John, I'm going to let you go first. What is your favorite moment? Not your favorite, but like what's just one standout moment for this year for you?
Well, this is kind of a draft almost in a way. We have a bunch of moments, memories, and I honestly didn't prep for this.
You can't do anything with this guy without it being related to sports in some way, even a sports podcast.
All right, so I'm gonna give a cheesy one. The first Future of Flushing episode we did, back in June, Vito and I had this idea to do this Mets minor league podcast. Around a year ago this time, there was a lot of work, a lot of decks, a lot of conversations that went into it. Eventually, we got off the ground, got ourselves a logo, got ourselves a stream, got ourselves a great listener base. And, you know, it's really great to look back. I was actually looking through the stream on podcast, the app, and just how many episodes we did.
A lot.
We did a lot of episodes because there was a lot to talk about from the Mets player development system. So that's my first one. I know there's more specific ones, but I'm just proud of what we did, honestly.
That's your first pick in the draft?
That's my first pick.
My first pick in the draft is the birth of John's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. June 17th. So this came up a couple nights ago.
That's how you draft, guys, because you know what I'm going to do? Later on, I'm going to trade John the birth of his daughter for like three major moments in this season.
This guy's got me pinned. He's got me by the draft assets. But, I mean, not forget the birth of my daughter, but in terms of Future of Flushing, so my daughter was born on Saturday, the 17th of June. The next night, we're in the recovery room. My wife is, like, trying to go to sleep at 7 p.m. I'm like, Shauna, we gotta keep the lights on because it's Sunday, and we got to talk about Daniel Juarez's Invisible. So I did do an episode live from the hospital. But, you know, that just kind of goes into commitment to the craft.
And this is a snake draft, so I'm going to go again now.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to pick the I think I'm going to go with the Rumble Ponies playoff push. I think watching the Rumble Ponies go for that playoff spot, because towards the end of the year, we were just hoping they'd come in second place to clinch that spot because they just needed that because of the – it was the Somerset Patriots who already won the first half.
Correct.
And then we got to watch the Rumble Ponies go on such a tear that they blew past second place. They actually took first place and got into the playoffs with ease. Look, it didn't end the way that we all wished it would, but it was just really incredible to watch that team come together. And there's another moment that really leads into that. That's technically another thing. So, John, if you want to pick that next because it's a smooth transition.
I'm going to go with the trade deadline.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, the trade deadline was it was a lot of fun, especially for this podcast in particular. Yeah. So much great talent acquired by the Mets at this time. It started with the David Robertson trade that happened during a rain delay that we found out when he was warming up and stopped warming up. Next thing you know, the Mets had acquired Marco Vargas and Ronald Hernandez, two very elite players. Two of our biggest episodes for good reason. They both had incredible years in the Complex League for the Marlins, came over seamlessly. We saw both of them play when we went down to Port St. Lucie after they had both been promoted to the Florida State League. One's a catcher slash first baseman. Vargas plays up the middle, a shorthanded infielder. Both get on base, both walk, they both hit. They both came over together. They had funny stories about the moment they found out they were traded. So then you have the trade with Max Scherzer going. Luis Angel Acuna, an incredible athlete coming in, guy that plays second, short, center field, just like Jett Williams. And, of course, the Justin Verlander deal netting the Mets both Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford. so many great things to say about those guys. And don't forget the Tommy Pham trade that netted the Mets Jeremy Rodriguez, who after the DSL Mets got their hands on him, he absolutely took off. He was a bonus baby. By that, we mean he got $1 million-plus signing bonus in the 2023 international free agent class. He was fantastic. So Jeremy Rodriguez, another one of the many great gets by the Mets that really beefed up the Mets player development system in many, many eyes, a top 10, even top 5 system. A lot of it has to do with the trade deadline. I'm sorry if I was long-winded there.
No, that was fine. Now it's a snake draft, so you get to go again real quick.
All right, I got to go again. I'm going to go with our trip to Arizona.
Oh, dude, I was going to pick. I seriously was going to pick Arizona next.
I'm sorry. That's what happens in a snake draft,
this,
you know?
This is thrilling.
This is good. But yeah, we went to the Arizona Fall League October 24th to October 29th. We had a great time. Number one, the weather in Arizona is the best. We fell in love with Arizona. The mountains are purple. They've got a hockey arena that seats 5,000 people, and an NHL team plays there. We got to go check that out.
We did.
But most importantly, we got to watch some good baseball and spend some time with some good baseball players, both on and off the field. We learned a lot about these guys. It was a great experience for them to hang out with us. We kind of did a little stuff away from the field, as you guys have seen. If not, check it out on the Mets YouTube page. But, yeah, our Arizona Fall League trip was so memorable, so much fun. Shout out to those guys for making it even better for us.
Yeah, that was an amazing trip. And if you live in Arizona or in the area, go check out those games because it's so unique. It's such a different kind of way to watch baseball. And you're gonna see some of the future stars of the game. So just 100% go check out the Arizona Fall League. All right, so for my pick, I'm going to go with that Tyler Stewart streak of not giving up anything more than 2 earned runs.
16 straight.
That was just such a thrill to watch. John and I, as you know, we do this podcast every night, and it was so much fun to catch up every night and just talk throughout these guys' games because we would be pretty tuned in on the MLB TV app, just texting constantly about like, oh, Tyler looks good tonight, like we're keeping it up. And then it was fun to reflect on it each night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so I got another pick here.
No, I get to go. Right?
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Because it's snake draft.
I know what you're going to take.
Do you?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to pick Luke Voit.
Okay, that's not what I was going to go
with. Ooh, okay, Luke Voit. Luke Voit showing up, batting with the sleeves off, was just one of the most fun. I know what you're going to pick now. Was one of the most fun moments. Okay, it was one of the most fun moments of the minor league season to the point that the Syracuse Mets even made a sleeveless Luke Voit jersey. We got to talk to some of the guys about that who were there for it, and they even said it was a blast to see. So that was just one of my favorite moments.
Then he hit like a 430-foot home run that night to cap it off. All right, I'm going to go off the board here. I went AFL. Now I'm going PSL trip, which we did back in September, early September. Now this was really cool because this was a trip that we got to focus on a lot of the new draftees from the 2023 class. That was awesome, especially getting to talk to guys like Colin Houck, A.J. Ewing, Boston Barrow.
Two of the interviews we brought up before with Marco Vargas and Ronald Hernandez.
The list goes on and on. Vito's boy, Nick Morabito, Nick LaRusso, a Big Ten guy like myself. We got to talk
to Nolan McLean,
two-way player, definitely a guy Mets fans should know about. It was a really, really fun trip, and it really opened my eyes to how old I am. Talking to a lot of these guys seriously.
They didn't know Space Jam.
They didn't know Space Jam.
They knew Space Jam 2. They didn't know Space Jam 1.
I know. And that it was really kind of an eye-opener. But a lot of great conversations. Obviously the Mets scouting, the entire team of scouts did such a great job bringing in so much good talent. And there's a lot of excitement around that draft class. And it was really cool for us to get to spend some time with those guys, get to know them, see how hard they're working down, even after their season ended in the Complex League, just putting in the work to get better each and every day, kind of like us.
Yeah. What was your number 2? You get 2 picks.
I have another pick. What do we have here? All right. I'm going to go with Luke Ritter. Luke Ritter is a guy that I'm really, really hopeful for in 2024. A guy that hit 27 home runs between AA and AAA this season. Had a three-homer game back in May, and the Mets front office said, we have seen enough. He was promoted the next day to AAA. He kept on hitting. A guy that can play everywhere. We had a really good conversation with him. Ritter the hitter. Unfortunately, it's Kansas City Chiefs stumbling upon some tough times right now. I don't feel bad for you, Luke. You've seen enough Super Bowls. I have seen no Super Bowls. I will never see a Super Bowl. But yeah, Luke Ritter had a real breakout season, power-wise especially. A college bat from Wichita State. Like I said, can play all over the place. Hopefully he gets his chance in the major leagues this year. But it was a shame. I kind of feel like I jinxed him because we were talking about 30 home runs. And then he suffers the oblique injury that ended his season. If not for the oblique, Vito, he was going to hit 35.
I know.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what's crazy? You talked about the Chiefs and how the Jets will mm-hmm. not win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to this podcast. I said quite a few times the Jets were winning a Super Bowl this year. And I wasn't. I was saying it like tongue in cheek.
Yeah, just in jest. He actually believed it.
But I didn't believe it. It was just fun to say to everybody that confetti on our shoulders. All right. My first of my two picks because of the snake draft. Number one, it's going to be the Complex League Mets. Watching the Complex League Mets this year was just nuts because they were one of the most dominant player development teams we've seen. And then the trade deadline comes along and they get even stronger. And then, you know, unfortunately they lost in the
one game playoff.
They lost, but it was not the championship. It was the first round of the playoffs, right?
That's the Braves. Yep.
But it was just really fun to keep up with this team. And then at the end of their season, to see those guys kind of splinter off and then go help teams like the PSL Mets. Mm-hmm. Some of them even went to Brooklyn, correct?
At some point. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just really fun to see that. And then I'm going to throw in my favorite moment of the season, actually.
What was that?
Mail carrier or dead.
Mm.
Mail carrier or dead was a moment we saw during the Akron game, right?
Yes, Akron Rubber Ducks in Akron, yep.
It was in Akron. We were watching on the stream. It was a Christian Scott start.
I believe it was one of his first starts.
It was one of his first starts, and because it was right before we interviewed him. So we were watching.
Correct.
We were really keeping up. We watched that whole game pretty intently just because we were talking to him the next mm-hmm. day. And one of the in-game features they had was a game called Mail Carrier or Dead, where they just showed pictures of mailmen or dead people and asked the audience to guess what it was. And then one of them was Betty White, and it just felt a little too recent.
Yeah, it was no good. Just bizarre.
It was bizarre, but it was so much fun. And we have actually asked separately, not just me, we've asked every player we've talked to who was on the team at that time if they noticed it. And, of course, none of them did because they're like, bro, we were playing baseball.
They're locked in. Maybe we raise some awareness, though. Next time they go to Akron, they'll have an idea to just, keep an eye out for the goofy stuff they're doing there at the Rubber Duck game. All right, am I up next?
You're up next. You get two picks, and then I get one, and then we close it out.
All right.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm going to go two player-oriented ones. My first one is going to be Jeffrey Rosa and his Barry Bonds-type display of power during the summer of 2023. Every single day, it felt like Jeffrey Rosa was hitting home runs. Every single day, we were talking about it. He hit more home runs in the DSL than any player has since at least 2005.
He made history.
That's how far Fangraphs goes back, at least in the DSL. So Jeffrey Rosa, his home run barrage, that's one of mine. The next one is Jet Williams and all that Jet Williams did.
That's a good one, dude.
I mean, how could we not? It's that's like Blade Tidwell falling to the second round there.
I was going to take Jet Williams with mine.
I'm sorry. I got a steal late here. Kind of like the Mets got a steal 14th overall in the 2022 draft because Jet Williams is a premier prospect in the sport. He started the year at low A. And if you're a batting average guy, you might have been underwhelmed by the season, although he was reaching base nearly half the time. But he gets on base with his legs. He puts the ball in play. He has an elite eye at the plate. He goes to Brooklyn, Vito, against tougher competition, pitching-wise, and he goes off. The power numbers spike. By the way, at a very, very hard stadium to hit in.
Very hard.
Very hard
very
to hit
windy.
In.
Very windy.
Very windy.
Coming out from the – it's very hard.
Oh, it's impossible. I mean, that's why park factors go into a lot of the expected statistics that you see. You got to account for that. Jett Williams, he totally bucked that trend, though. He went off offensively, continued to get on base at close to a 500 clip. And then, after the Brooklyn season ended, the Mets gave him one last challenge, and the 19-year-old stud middle infielder who could also play center field joins the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, and in game one against Somerset, hits a massive three-run shot off the big scoreboard out there in left field. Welcome to Double-A, kid. 19 years old. He was so good. It's so much fun to watch this guy. I don't even know what to expect in the second full year of his professional career. But boy, oh boy, was it fun just talking about him all the time. The Mets have a stud on their hands in Jett Williams. And the breakout was in 2023. And we were all over it. And I just got myself a steal in this draft.
You did. That, I mean, that was a crazy late draft acquisition. And before this podcast, I said to John, I was like, oh, we definitely got to talk about how he's basically been on base half the time. And then John said 500.
Yeah.
And then he said exactly what I wanted to say, because I said doesn't half sound better.
Well, my favorite part about Jett Williams, by the way, my favorite Jett Williams moment from the whole season was one that Vito and I interacted with him. And we asked about the origin of his name, Jett, right?
Yeah.
And he told us how his parents came up with the name Jett, because his dad wanted to just think of something that was going to be really cool for a PA announcer to say when he's stepping up to the plate. And they came up with Jett, no relation to New York Jets, but it was just a really cool moment, a really cool back and forth, and the Vito had a funny comment. And also he told us Robinson Chirinos is one of his mentors,
yeah,
former Texas Rangers catcher. Didn't see that one coming, but I guess it makes sense, a Texas connection.
And you know what? Anytime I've told fans about Jett Williams, for anybody who doesn't know him, they've said, that's such a cool name.
It is a cool name.
And I've told them that was his dad's whole idea.
You know what that name sounds like?
What?
200 hits in a season.
I was going to say Matt.
Matt Williams. M-E-T-T.
Matt.
All right. What's your last pick?
Right.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to do two quick ones, because one is a real one and one is just a joke one.
Okay.
Spring training, where this podcast really got its origins.
Yes,
we went down to Port St. Lucie for spring training, interviewed a ton of players.
Yes.
Thank you to Andrew Christie. Really
big
helped
shout
us
out to Andrew Christie. Andrew, one of the best.
Could not have done this without Andrew Christie. Just introducing us to guys and like really helping them know that they could be comfortable with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of fun in Port St. Lucie getting to know these guys. And obviously, you, the baseball fan, you don't get to get a relationship with these guys. So sometimes they just feel like names on a paper of like what, like I can't, how am I supposed to take seriously somebody in the Complex League Mets right now?
Sure.
What was really cool about that was in the beginning of the season, we met these guys, we got to put faces to the names, and it just made it that much more fun to talk about it every night, because like I did feel like you're just rooting for them because you got to know them. And we learned a lot about these guys there. And then my final thing was learning that John thought it was repertoire.
You making fun of the way I say that
repertoire.
Word? Whatever.
Repertoire.
This is how we're going to end the year?
And you know what?
Yeah, repertoire. I just say repertoire. I don't know.
You know what? But back to spring training, I will say one nice moment. Me and John went to John's favorite restaurant, Kyle G's.
We did.
I came back from the bathroom, and there was a cake with a candle in it, and the waitress said, I heard you guys started a podcast today. And then I looked up and John was smiling and he had set that up. So that was a nice moment we had at spring training this year. John, happy new year. Love you, buddy.
Happy new year. Love you too. Bigger and better in 2024. Let's go, Mets. The future of Flushing is bright. Stock music time, please.